Ring it again.
I don't think no one's home.
He's home. His Jeep's here. Ring it again.
Maybe he's asleep.
How would you know? Are you in there?
Oh, come on. Lay off, Chet. He's doing you a favor.
Look, if he sees me on his lawn waving a gun around, he's gonna pretend not to be home.
From the sub-basement 27 down in the hypercore, it is time for the show. TFTS Relay 101220, this is Dr. Fox, your lovable and oil-resistant host. This week on the Hypercube Lab Psychoustic Update, make sure to set all your attenuating pylons to frequency 358029er. And joining me via Hypercom on the Subether Network via Discord at timeforthashow.com. It's Reverend P! Oh, that's the other one. Yeah, push that one. Yeah, Egg Peas!
The government can't control us because we're on Canadian radio.
That's
how we do it, folks.
They're going to have to get on their horses. They're going to have to saddle
right
up, come
here.
Up here, just knock up with their maple syrup covered fists. Come at me with those
Hook
boxing
with
gloves
mounties.
Made out of beaver pelts. Beaver pelt boxing gloves. Peas, what do they make boxing gloves out of in your neck of the woods?
Sand.
It's humble. It's easy to tie down with tape.
It's actually beating somebody with a sock full of sand actually hurts quite a bit.
Yeah.
But it doesn't leave too many marks.
It doesn't? All right.
So I've heard.
Well, it's on to my favorite part of the show. Cube.
Exciting.
News. All the news. Fist cube. Mail went out today. A lot. If you're on the Hypercube,
oh my god, you're kidding me!
Going
That's
out.
Exciting.
So this is it. This is an experiment.
So exciting.
Now here's the deal: if you are going to order something from HypercubeGo.com for the holidays for your friends and loved ones,
and of course you are.
Of course you are. You monster!
Who wouldn't do that, Fox?
I got a notice today. As a professional post office customer, and rates will be going up on shipping for the holidays. So lock in now. But when you get this, let me know. And the only people that aren't on it are the ones that aren't on the list. So if you haven't gotten on the list, which you should have gotten a confirmation request if you're on the Patreon, you should have gotten an email. Get in touch with me. But I did send 30 envelopes out today, and they've got regular stamps on them. So look for them.
I didn't get an email.
You're on the list, Pete. So let me know when it gets to you. When you get it,
bitches, take that.
It's pretty easy. It's like for some reason I know your address really well. All right.
I don't know how.
See what else in the Cube News.
Cube News.
Trouble on I-75 today as a baker's truck overturned. Rolls had rolled all over the highway. The situation was deemed by the authorities on the scene that the load was unleavened. All right. Next on Cube News, the Love Gift shirts are in the process, as well as for the Friggin' Friday. We got two Friggin' Friday shirts set up, and we were talking about print-on-demand, but that's insane. So I'm going to be doing short runs of these things in bursts.
Do you know? Do you know that with every Fergin Friday shirt that you buy, you get an actual lock of Ferg's beard hair that's been washed with TriologySoaps.com?
It hasn't been washed yet. That's the fun. It's the interactive part. Is you get the unwashed beard hair.
What did Matt eat today? That day.
Today.
We should charge extra for food bits. So just remember, when you check out from Triology Soaps, for your coupon, put Ferg hair. And they'll know to include that with your order.
You are correct. Okay. Oh, now it works. Okay. What else we got tonight? Cool stuff. And listen to freethinkradio.com all the time. There's new shows all the time. All right, moving on to my favorite part of the show. It's the P.O. Box. It's where we read your actual letters to P.O.
Actual email.
These are real. This is from Sally Jacob Henson of West Armpit, Wyoming. Dear Peas, what do I wear on a plane? I always want to wear sporty, comfortable clothing on the airport, yet can never choose an appropriate outfit that would also look nice, not just comfy. Any ideas? And there you go.
So here's the thing. I know a lot of you are immediately, your suspicions are aroused that these letters, these actual correspondences on paper that come through the post that show up at the Hypercube are somehow, some way falsified. You know, they're not real letters. And you might think that because you used to, in the old days, you would hear the paper, the envelope being opened and stuff. The reason you don't hear that now is because we're more professional at radio now, and that's all done pre-production, and his PA has got the letters already out of the envelopes, and because it's not a TV show, we really don't need the visual gag of actually physically opening the letters.
The
For those of you doubters out there who might think that this entire question is a fabrication just because they didn't hear us open the envelope, I wanted to rest your worries and apprehension in regards to that subject at rest as soon as possible. So I did so thus before answering the letter about the woman, what should she wear on an airlines. I would wear a muumuu with some of them real thin shower flip-flops with the flower on the toe part where your toes, your big toe, and then your roast beef toe split to hold on to the thong. And I would carry a big bag of homemade chicken and some, they're not bananas, but they're not palatines. There's something in the different in the middle there. And then I would start eating that fried chicken. And when you were done, I would start throwing back those you know what I'm talking about. It's not a banana, but
all right,
it looks
very
like
good.
One.
Next question. This one's from...
That's how you fly.
Dear
Peas. That's how you fly.
Is modern art a scam? Can any homeless be an artist? Yes. No. And that's from HR Bod Pods of Austin Dell, Texas. Go for it. Is modern art a scam?
Sadly, in this country, because of our emphasis on capitalism and
elitism,
and all that stuff, we don't support artists like we did in the past. In the olden days in Europe,
wait,
if you were a rich guy, it
artists?
Was expected that you would have an artist
who
on your staff.
Artists?
That
we
you
have
would...
never supported artists. People had
that's
to
how Da Vinci
attention.
Made his money. It's how Da Vinci made his money.
Okay.
And Raphael.
I mean, that's hundreds of years ago. Thousands of years ago when Da Vinci walked the planet.
Since then, we developed exposure. And once you developed exposure, there's no
exposure.
Longer
exactly.
to pay. You no longer need to pay an artist. You just need to expose the artist to the world.
What they are.
So, yeah. And by doing that, you really are a patron of the arts, And so, unfortunately, a lot of artists who found out that you can't spend exposure at like 7-Eleven for some, you know, pork rinds and hot sauce and shit like that, they wind up being homeless, but yet they're still trying to ply their craft by peeing at a certain pattern at the sand, by the washing, you're rinsing yourself off thing at the beach, by, you know, smearing the fecal matter on the wall and kind of a 3D textural pattern.
So, yeah, part B, can any homeless be an artist?
The answer is yes.
Okay, sounds good. Next question.
Many are.
Dear Peas, going on a date with a girl to the beach, should I wear a Speedo? I've been speaking to this girl for a while, and recently we started seeing each other. We want to go to the beach on the weekend, and I really want to wear a Speedo instead of board shorts. I have a few pairs. They fit me well, as I'm reasonably fit with six-pack abs and toned biceps. Should I go ahead and do it? And that's from Pat McGroin of West Chowder, Mississippi. I'm in Massachusetts. West Chowder,
Massachusetts.
I'm sorry.
Okay. There is never any excuse, unless you are an exchange student who got off the plane the night before and your sponsor family took you to the lake or the beach and you didn't know that you shouldn't wear those kind of trunks. But no, sir. Under no circumstances should anyone on the North American continent and its outlying territories wear a Speedo-type bathing suit. Now, we make exceptions. Are you an Olympic swimmer? You didn't state that in your letter. We might let that go for a pass if you were competing. But if you are just casually swimming for pure enjoyment with no competition involved, absolutely not. No Speedos whatsoever. As a matter, you know, now, if you have an accent, you could probably get away with it for a couple of times, and we'll make fun of you because we don't think you understand what we're saying because of your accent. But I still think you'd be safer with some OP board shorts. Maybe some Vans makes a good pair of lake shorts. They're sporty. They make you look hip and cool.
Just get some big rubber bands and put them around your waist. All right.
So and I'll tell you what, if you're below the Mason-Dixon line, you can never go wrong with jean cutoffs. If you're wearing jeans, just cut them bitches right up at the thigh, and you are ready for a swimming full time.
And get your bolo tie.
They prefer
tie
it that
out.
Way.
All yeah. right. Let's see what
They'll
we got here.
Down
it's
there
time for my favorite part of the show. It's Know What I Mean, Peas. I'm going to give you one word.
Okay.
And you're going to have a picture. That's going to be the picture that appears in your mind. You're going to have to respond with something funny to type out on that picture in your mind. Okay. And this week, your meme is a toy robot. Go.
Take me to your leader.
All right, so that's pretty bad. And that's Know What I Mean.
But, you know, that's the first thing. You said the first thing. I'm sure that's the first thing that came to everyone's mind. So collectively, it made
terrible.
Me funny.
What robot comes to a leader? Robots are automatons. We build the robots. They come back to us. They know who the leader is.
Okay,
We imported that on him. No, I think you're robo-prejudice. You're robophobic, Peas. No. Stop being a robophobe. I'm supposed to do the first band now. Supposed to have the cool music in the background while we're doing the first band name. Is it a band, Peas? Your first band for tonight, and then the song break, then we'll come back and see what else we can ruin. Is Muddy Puddles. MUDDYPUDDLES. Muddy Puddles. When we come back, you're listening to Time for the Show.
I hope the engineer is at the helm because this laugh train is going pretty far.
It's on rails. You're listening to Time for the Show, broadcasting live on freethinkradio.com. Before we laugh, you work is it a band? Muddy Puddles. Peas, what do you think? Muddy Puddles is a band?
It's got to be a band.
You think so?
It's gotta be like a youth blues band at some high school.
Well, P, Keys, you are
all-white high school.
Absolutely. I don't have the good sound effect this week, so you just get applause. All right, so here we go. Clap for Keys. You are correct. We're getting the new Keys together. I've been working on stuff, and you can hear it on the next hour on the chopping block. Okay, so yes, Muddy Puddles is a band. It's time for my favorite part of the show! Time for the shout-outs, where you get your shout-outs read. And here we go. This week is a comment. Here we go. Let me just line this up. That's the wrong one. What about this one? That one works. Okay, so let's line this up.
Because that one sounds like a computer spitting out.
Yeah, exactly.
Like
the other one sounds like it's a bad thing. It's like a Windows message.
Yeah, but this is like, no, now I'm anticipating the bit.
All right, so here we go. I'm Dr. Fox, and I just wanted to say 9/11 was an outside job. The Earth is round, 5G is safe and totally reliable technology, MSG doesn't make you sick, coronavirus is real, QAnon is just a lonely 4chan lurker, and Pease is a handsome boy. Also, Epstein killed himself. Name of contributor, caller 23. Alright, well, I don't know what any of that means. Oh yeah, we gotta do the commercial for the soap. Here, let me put on the soap music and put on the crazy voice. It's my favorite part. You can help me, please.
No.
Please, when you wake up in the morning,
we're gonna talk about soap.
Does your
sometimes I got stank ass.
What do you do about that stank ass, Pease?
Oh my God, Dr. Fox, I can't tell you. First, I call up my associate, Dr. Mary Mason, and I say, yeah? Dr. Mary Mason, I got stank ass. What should I do? And he says, you should go take care of it with stank ass removal kit from TriologySoap.com. What?
Wow. This is TriologySoap.com, manufactured by like some large evil corporation that just seeks to use my
it's
money to further
dark.
Exploit
it's
the
domineering
aspects of their evil underlying conquest.
That's why it works so well against stank ass. It doesn't have any of those corporate juices anywhere on it.
Wow.
This is handmade. Handmade glycerin soap made by a true and real pylon pilferer, our good friend at TriologySoaps.com. I'm not going to say his name, but he doesn't want his name associated with the soap. I don't know.
So
I should check with him. I was supposed to get a shipment.
TriologySoaps.com.
Put head 2020 in the coupon code and get a free lock of gorgeous, luscious beard hair. Maybe you can tell us what that bug
has. All the beard hair you can chew. All right, let's see. Now it's time for my favorite part of the show.
It's an exfoliant.
Truthache. Pease is going to tell me a story, and then I'm going to get three questions and guess whether or not the story he is telling me is true. It'll go on as long as I can suffer. All right, Pease, are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, here we go. I'm going to push the button.
So, you can call this story a couple things. I like to call it robbed at gunpoint to get a computer and the reason why I don't have a monkey. Pet monkey. So, how it goes is, some of you know this, some of you don't, but there's a period of my life when I had a tumor removed from my spine and I was incapacitated for many months with a wheelchair. And I was supposed to have all these issues with my gait, my foot was gonna be all floppy, but that's a tale for another time. So I'm right at this stage, I'm about 6 months into walking with a cane again after being in a chair for about 6 months. And I'm living in a really bad motorhome trailer in a suburb of San Diego called Encanto. But if you're familiar with the area, it is not, and I don't want to sound racist or anything like that. This was not a good place for me with my fair complexion to live and not have a car, no grocery stores. You buy everything from these little Korean You know, they sell meat, they sell Lucy's, they sell everything in there. Oh, you want a fucking pound of meat? It's only $8 a pound for this chuck that I bought at the Albertsons that you can't get to. So, but anyway, I digress. So, one of the reasons that I had the tumor removed is I had fallen off a ladder at work, and I was kind of hurt. No one would believe me, but eventually they found out I had this benign tumor in my spine that was exacerbated by the fall off the ladder at work. So it was like a workman's comp claim. So after about 2 years, you know, because I'm telling you, it's like the whole long time to even get approval to get the surgery and to even have a claim. And then after I get the surgery, there's all this recovery time, and I'm still waiting for like a check, you know? And if you, any of our listeners from Kentucky or Florida, you know what I mean? I'm waiting for a check. So at the time, I'm taking a Novell network engineering course as part of my re-education by the state of California for my workman's comp thing. Because they don't want to give you a whole lump sum of money because you'll just spend it on hookers and jet skis and gold chains. So they're like, oh, you can't do your job anymore, then we'll teach you a new one, and they'll pay for the school, and then they'll give you some money for books and stuff, but they try not to give you any money like that you could just use to improve your life in any way, shape, or form. But at the end of this long road, I get like $6,000, okay, cash money that I have to take to like a check cashing place because I don't have any ID and I can't get a bank to cash anything for me. And I mean, this is really the bottom of poverty in America. Really, I'm living in a trailer, I got two kids, waiting for the fruit guy to come every day to you know, spend extra money so I can feed my family. It's all designed to keep you poor. But so I get this money. Like I said, I'm gonna learn to be this network engineer. I need this computer to do shit at home for the class so I can learn how to do shit. Now, this is so long ago. This is like in the mid-90s, okay? So
50 years ago.
Computers, yeah, computers are not, you know, it's not like a $200 deal, you know? This is how long ago. Incredible Universe was still open, if you remember that Radio Shack subsidy store. So, anyway, I knew through some blues guys that I knew this guy named Musca, which is a Spanish guy, and Musca means fly in Spanish, and that was his street name. And you should know right off the bat when you're starting to deal with somebody that has a street name, like, you know, I'm the Pease, but a lot of people know what my real name is. I'm not sure that I would go so far as to say that Pease is my street name, you know? Yo. But so Musca tells me, oh yeah, I know a guy who's got a computer, he'll sell it for like $600. Now at the time, this is a really good deal, okay? A good computer.
That's almost $100, yeah.
The computers I were looking at were like $1,500 at the time, which, again, like I said, it's the beginning of the industry of reduction and all stuff. So the computers are still kind of pricey. So I had just, I got this big chunk of money. I bought this piece of shit fucking SS Monte car that had an Arizona tag on it that was going to expire in 3 months. So I thought I'll be fine to drive this. I'm an idiot at this time in my life too, just so you know. This is the same period of time when I'm hanging out with meth people and all that stuff. So I get in the car with this guy with about $2,000 in money orders. And
yeah,
and about you know, $675 in cash, and my bus pass that the state gave me because I was handicapped to get to and from places. So I've had this car for like an hour and a half. I met this Musca guy at the place where I bought the car from this other kid, and also bought an RX-7. That never ran. I eventually had to pay somebody to tow that away, but that's a different story. So we're going to get the computer, and Musca says to me, oh, pull over right here. And I'm like, oh, we must be, you know, where I'm at. We're in this suburb in Chula Vista. And he pokes me in the side with this like little snub-nosed 38, and he goes, give it up. Now, Because Pease is not a street name, I really didn't know what Musco meant at the time. And I'm digressing a little bit because earlier in the story, before I went to leave, the little girl who was friends with my little girls in the trailer park, she's got this pet monkey, see? And I'm like, oh my God, it's the coolest little monkey I've seen. The little girl speaks English and Spanish, but her grandparents who are taking care of her don't speak Spanish at all. And so her grandfather comes out and he talks to the little girl and she says, my grandfather wants to thank you because he knows that you always buy me fruit or ice cream when the guy comes by. And he really appreciates that because we just got up here from Sonora. And so I'm like, well, tell your grandfather, you know, no problem. I said, and how awesome is that monkey? So she chats to him a little bit in Spanish and he tells her, ask him if he wants a monkey. And I'm like, now here, bear in mind, I'm an Irishman with about $4,000 still in his pocket, right?
That's your inheritance. I'm thinking, it's like a legal, yeah, legal maximum, yeah, amount for an Irishman.
Oh, of course, I'm a thousandaire, dude. Of course I want a monkey. So I tell this guy, yeah, get me. I basically send this poor immigrant guy to Tijuana to get me a girl monkey, because that was the other question. You want a boy or a girl? And I thought a girl monkey would be easier to control than, you know, a boy monkey that might have old man monkey strength or something. So this is right before I get in my new car that I had met to, because I had met Mosca the night before through my fucking friend, the blues player. And I go to this house and I bought the car. So he's got the gun in my saw and he's like, give it up. And I'm like, I don't know what he's talking about. And so he goes, your money, man. I want your fucking money. And I'm like, oh, dude, you're ripping me off? Like, all, like, stupid still, you know? And he's got a guy in the back seat, which I didn't think anything of. Now, you know, it seems suspicious. But at the time, I'm... So I go to my... I have my wallet. I had one of them cool surfer... This is in, you know, San Diego. So I have one of them cool surfer Velcro wallets. And I go to take it out and out of my... Because it's in my flannel pocket in my chest, which is an unusual place to carry a wallet. And he flips out, man, what are you doing? Dude, I'm getting you my wallet. You said you wanted to rob me, right? So I'm like, all right, whatever. These guys are going to get out after robbing me and I'll be fine, whatever. And so he takes the money and the money orders. It wasn't all the money orders, but it was, like I said, it was about $2,000. It was about half of them. And then he goes, all right, get out. And I'm like, oh, dude, you're not taking the car too, are you? Come on. I said, dude, you know my whole story. We had tequila last night. I just got out of a wheel fucking chair. I'll leave the car at the kid's house that you bought it. And I'm like, all right, dude. I said, but Musca, dude, you know, I'm not going to tell the cops anything. Look, it is what it is. Can I at least have my wallet back? Because it's got my bus pass in it. I'll never make it home if I don't have that bus pass, dude. So he gave me the bus pass out of the wallet. He drops me off. He drives off. I'm not really that far from the kid's house, so I hobble along with my cane till I get there. Lo and behold, the car is there. The car is there. I'm like, what the fuck? So I go, I knock at it. Hey, where's the keys? Musco left the keys. Yeah, man, what's going on? He seemed weird. Nothing's going on, because I'm not sure that this isn't a trap now. That if I tell this kid what Musca did, that Musca go like, oh, that guy's going to go to the cops and he'll come back and kill me. That's how fucking scared I am. So I don't tell this guy nothing. I get in the car. I take off. I get to the fucking trailer park. Pam, kids in the car, all our possessions in the trunk as quickly as we can, except for a huge collection of sports cards that I had stolen from a guy. But that's another story. And at this, you know, in the late 90s or mid 90s, these were, some of these things were worth hundreds of dollars. So, and we take off, right? And Pam's, I don't tell Pam what's going on the whole time. Finally, I tell Pam what's going on. I'm like, we got to go get a hotel. I just got robbed. That guy knows I have more money. I'm worried he's going to come back and try and get more. We'd already seen somebody be murdered in that park and how long it takes the cops to come. So We went back, and then somewhere in the course of telling her the day's events, I told her, like, well, we've got to go back and talk to that old Mexican guy, too, because we got to sneak back, but we got to do it at such a time when he's there. And she's like, why? And I told her about the monkey, and she got really pissed off. And she's, you're not going to have a fucking pet fucking monkey. And I'm like, no, it'll be really cool. You know, we'll teach it tricks and like roller skating and smoking and stuff like that. So she made me go back at like 3 a.m. one time. And I like drove around the whole place to make sure it wasn't being staked out by the Mexican gang members. And I went in and grabbed all my baseball cards and what was left in that trailer that we couldn't do without, like the kids' shoes and stuff like that. And that was the last time we ever went back. And that's why I don't have a pet monkey.
Well, that was simple. All right, let's see here. Well, I've got a couple questions for you, and we'll come back to those because I got a question for you. Peas, we're going to take a quick siggity song break, but I'm going to ask, do you believe that Satan's Hotcakes is a band? That's S-A-T-A-N, apostrophe S! Hotcakes. So you just sit on that.
I'm gonna ponder and pine the loss of not having a pet monkey to play with right now.
When we come back, we'll find out whether he's a big fat liar. Stick with it. It's time for the show. You're listening to Time for the Show. We're missing the radio. Oh, you just cut that out now! Before we left, is it a band, Satan's Hotcakes, Peas? What do you
Definitely
think?
Definitely a band.
Definitely a band. Putting on it.
It's a it in Christian this one. Gospel. Christian gospel band.
All right. Show me Satan's Hotcakes! I'm sorry, Peas. Satan's Hotcakes is not a band. All right.
I love that. Price is right.
You got it. It's been requested. I'm working on it. I got stuff I was doing today. All right. Let's see here. All right. Where are my questions? I got my cards, Peas. I was writing down questions about your story.
All right.
It's mostly BS. Now, I want to point out to you that you didn't see that Peas showed me that he had written this down earlier. So I had read some comments in the chat that you can get to over at freethinkradio.com. Click the Time for the Show button. And Peas had this is expansive. And it makes me very suspicious. In fact, he's cut his camera feed off on the hypercom so I can't see him, so he can hide from me. All right, Peas. You said you had two kids at the time, right?
Yep.
And things were going rough. Tell me, what was their favorite meal during that time?
So, dude, I gotta be honest with you. At this time, we were on state aid. We still didn't get stamps of any kind. That's another story in itself. So my kids were really good at eating anything we put in front of them, and that was whatever we could scrounge.
What was their favorite out of what you could
probably
get?
Jack in a box, hotcakes and sausage, or not hotcakes and bacon, because you could buy that for $1 back then.
Jack in the box. All right. You had $4,000 on you?
No, I had $2,000 in money orders and about $600 in cash. I had received a $6,000 settlement and converted $4,000.
Do you hear how he has this all lined up?
I converted $4,000 into cashier's checks, but traveler's checks or money orders, 7-Eleven money orders. and then had $2,000 cash. And I really didn't have $2,000 cash because I had to pay the store that cashed the check to me, like 16%. So I think I might have had like $1,500. So it was like the money I lost was like half of the cash I had.
And why did you have it on you? That's the
To buy the computer. This is the fucked up thing. And this is where the lesson is. I knew that this guy was a gang member. I knew that he was kind of a rough dude. You're trying to throw me off.
I got one more question. I have one more question, my third question. Because I had to clarify. Right. That was clarification on the $4,000 that you said that you had as an Irishman. My last question. What kind of monkey?
You know, I'm not sure, but the one that she had was very, very small. It didn't look like it got to be a big monkey. It kind of looked like, you know, a baby of those organ grinder monkeys, and I don't know what kind of monkey that is. And I didn't ask a lot of questions. I just wanted a monkey. Somebody offered me a monkey. I'm like, yeah, I want a monkey. And
you
then
don't
he picked
a
it
gift
up
monkey in the mouth. I understand.
Well, no, and you know the guy's serious when he asks you what sex do you want? Do you want a boy monkey
That's
or a girl?
That's how you know he's serious. Yeah, monkey.
Do you think it was a good call asking for the girl?
Say monkey.
Because I was worried
again
about the boy monkeys. I was worried about the boy monkey humping everything and being too strong. No, it was not going to be. That's a chimp. It was not going to be near that big. I think this is one of them.
So it wasn't
like a squirrel monkey or something?
You wouldn't be. You know,
I didn't
you
know.
Ask
I don't know.
Are you going to buy a monkey?
Nah, it's a monkey. It's a monkey. You don't get specific when somebody offers you a monkey. He give me the monkey. No, he was going to give it to me, I think, because I was nice to his daughter. I didn't think I had to pay for it. But I was willing to because I was so flush with the money.
So this is all very elaborate. Irish. It's been written out. He has immediate defenses. He wants me to believe that this is true. He wants you to believe that this is true. Is it? I don't know. I'm highly skeptical this week. I think, you know, I respect your resourcefulness and your craftiness. Which... I would imagine that if it happened to you, you would have enough of these things lined up. And before we started this bit, you know, it's like you have tons of stories we can fill it up. I'm gonna say that this one, Peas, is true. I'm gonna give that one to you. So would you now like to reveal? The truth aid.
I guess the worst thing about tonight is I couldn't fool you, Dr. Fox, Esquire, but I fooled a lot of our listening audience. Every word of that story is true, and I even toned back a couple other aspects of it because there might be children listening.
Fantastic. Well, that's a big point for me, and that's this week's version of Truth Ache. Okay. It's on to my favorite part of the show, Spelling Peas, where I give peas a word from...
Oh, I don't like this one.
This is my favorite part of the show. All right, peas,
like
your third grade word this week is dialogue. Peas is apprehensive with his dialogue. Dialogue.
D-I-A-L-O-U-G-E.
I'm sorry, that is incorrect. That's D-I-A-L-O-G-U-E. All right, your seventh grade word this week. You can write them out. I'll let you write them out. It's okay.
I did write them out.
I can hear you typing. I'm just acknowledging that you're cheating.
But I use Notepad, which doesn't have spell check in it, so...
Okay, so, look at you. Your seventh grade word is tournament. Peas will do quite remarkable at the Spelling Peas tournament. Tournament.
That's not right. Okay. Mm-hmm. T-O-U-R-N-A-M-E-N-T.
And that is correct, Peas. Very well. You got it. Good job. All right, one more. Your 11th grade word is incorrigible. Time for the show is incorrigible.
Incorrigible or incorrigible?
Correct. It is incorrigible. Excuse me. Time for the show is incorrigible. My bad. I'm a little stoned.
I don't think this is right. It doesn't look right. No. Listen, everybody knows I have, ADD and dyslexia, so it doesn't look right, but I'm not good at it either. It doesn't look right in that way that sometimes it is right for me. So here it goes. I-N-C-O-R-I-G-A-B-L-E. Incorrigible.
Yeah, it's incorrect. I'm sorry. It's incorrigible.com. All right. Damn. So that's my favorite part of the show. It's on to my favorite part of the show.
I don't like that show. I don't like it.
It's Proving Grounds. We're going to go through the headlines and try to make something funny as quickly as possible before dragging our faces across hot asphalt. Are you ready, Peas?
Let's try it.
Oh,
Not too much funny news these days.
All right. Ex-pizza company worker allegedly put razor blades in dough sold at main grocery store.
Was only trying to cut down his morning shaving time.
That's good, Peas. That's pretty good. All right. I have to roll for him. This is what kills the show, right? I had a few lined up.
Yeah.
What does a... Where are the good ones? I had some. Okay. Peas, is Apple stock overvalued?
It's not as probably delicious as peach stock, but, Apple stock's pretty good for what you get.
There you go. Jump on them. Okay, SpaceX limited series in the works at HBO. Elon Musk purportedly to be played by...
Brad Pitt.
I was going to say...
Leo DiCaprio.
By Mark Zuckerberg. I don't know. This one sucks. All right, let's see. Oh, no, this is the bad
Elon
one.
Musk.
We need the bad one.
Elon Musk as played by Adam West.
I'm just trying to think of something on who would play Elon Musk.
Jerry Seinfeld is Adam West portraying Elon Musk in...
Larry David as Elon Musk.
No, B, that's the new wave of acting where you portray some other dead actor and how they would do the role of somebody.
Okay, here's a softball piece. Hiker speaks out after terrifying cougar chase on a Utah mountain.
I told her I only wanted one drink. Why does she keep on me like this?
There you go. Right out of the park. What else we got? Governor Newsom sending a team to Disney World for theme park reopening feedback. The team has been limited to 2 hours on the Magic Teacups. It's kind of funny.
It's like the worst ride there. Who would go there?
All right, softball for you, Peas. David Crosby in hot water over Eddie Van Halen tweet.
Liver and onions, David. Liver and onions. That's all Blues reference. David gets it.
He's a good guy. All right, let's. We'll do one more from the science section here. Earth's next mini moon might be space junk from the 1960s.
Speed buggies finally found.
Not bad. That's like, all right. I'll give you a speed buggy reference. I appreciate that, Peas. All right, well, it's on to my favorite time of the show. It's Peas' Apologies, where Peas is going to tell us all about how he's sorry for ruining the show. So go ahead, Peas, let him have it. What do you got this week?
It's an early apology. I feel like it's an autumn apology as opposed to a winter apology. But nonetheless, I'm going to apologize tonight because as good as this show was, what's coming up next on Sounding Board with Artis Fox is going to be so spectacular and amazing that I feel like I have to apologize for making you wait before you heard that show by listening to this show. But anticipation is the best sauce, so they say. So you put a little bit of Peas gravy on this sounding board, and you have a little bit of show under your belt, making you all warm and content and wondering if you should have an extra piece of show pie. I think you should. I think that if you ease back and relax and unlet that belt out a little bit, just don't let your Uncle Bob bother you with that talk about politics, you'll be ready for a delicious show sandwich with a little show and mayonnaise between two pieces of bread with a little salt shook on it. Some people put cranberry sauce on top of their show and they call that a sandwich, but it doesn't matter. You'll be ready for that delicious next bite of premium, better than this show, coming up show that's just around your show corner. So it's for me, it's so exciting to apologize tonight knowing how miserable people might have been listening to this show knowing that such a better show is on its way. But we're almost there. It's just a few minutes before New Year's Eve finally wanes away and the new year crisps, rises up from the dark ashes of our lives. And behold, anew, we kiss the closest person that we can if we swing that way. And we off we go into the brave new year. That is what this show would have been had we done this show before we did this show, but we didn't. We did this show before the next show, and that's why that show will be the better show, and this show had to be apologized for. Other than that, kids, what an exciting time to be alive. Think of what you'll be able to tell your grandchildren. I was alive mostly in 2020.
Yeah, and you could even try to aspire to be one of like the great Patreonies on the Hypercube. And you could be
those are the people that give us money to do our stuff.
Join the show society. You can totally get on the board like I'm a Subgenius, a Reverend Fanboy, Brother Other, Caller 23, Apostasy, Exponoid, Hazel of the Windmills, Dr. Cosmac, Reverend Cody, and Agent Lloyd, Long Dead, Martha Artha, Everything Radio, Dr. House, Michael Marcus, Reverend Negative, Reverend Wemo, Castle Scalpod, Trenchy, and Reverend Loch Ness, and of course, special thanks to Katana 007 and Guru Drew. That you can send your money straight to me by going to paypal.me/DuckFox. Give it to me.
Thanks for all those ducks, Chris. I appreciate it. Exactly. I got a bunch of ducks in the mail.
So be listening, you know, to your mailbox, you know, when the hum comes in. That's the cue. Get out there and let me know when you get it. For the sake of cheese and crackers everywhere, stay tuned for Dr. Fox's Chopping Block featuring some actual chopping
board
tonight. There's a little bit of chopping.
I said sounding board, but it was chopping block.
I mean, it's branding. And we'll talk about that when we get here.
I'm sorry. Sorry about
won't
that.
Won't be on the podcast. Subscribe to the podcast. timeoftheshow.com. I can't talk anymore. I don't know why I'm even trying. Subscribe to the show at timeoftheshow.com. Follow us on Facebook. Like and share our crap on Facebook. You have accounts. Follow me on Twitter at DOKFAUX. Peas, you got anything for them on the way out?
No, I just want to thank my good friend Chris, who sent me a big bag of Jeep ducks so I can duck, Jeep somebody. And that was really nice of you. I appreciate it. I think he's a Patreon too, but I don't know what his secret squirrel street name is. So we'll have to leave that for another time. But man, what a great show. And I hope you're all going to stay tuned. Same bat time. No, different bat time. Same bat channel. Like the bat time is...
It's like bat time.
It's just in 2 minutes. It's like in 2 minutes. We're barely going to have time to go to the break and come back before it's the better show.
All right. Better show on the way.
Shopping.
You're listening to FreeThinkRadio.com.